My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammer, Davin and his scammer Flory make plans to send her money for a cell phone. But then Davin gets mugged and the money is gone. And wait till Joe hears, so listen and enjoy.
He goes, "Why don't you answer my question, please?" I go, "I will when you tell me why. I just want to know, nothing more." "No, you always have a reason for your questions."
"Yes."
She goes, "Okay. Is they now Western Union there, or you don't want to?"
"That's it."
"It is not I don't want to. I'm on the set all day and night. They need to get the film done. Because remember, I'm a fluffer."
"And you can't leave the set because somebody might need a fluffing."
"Okay, when could it be done?" I go, "When I'm back in the USA. But I got to tell you, Flory, I do not believe your story about your life being in peril. If it is, why would you go? If it was, you would go to the embassy and not worry about a cell phone. Send someone for it, okay, babe? I promise everything will be fine with me and you. I love with all my heart. I promise you that you have my word."
That's just unbelievable.
So I go,
"What
oh,
the hell does that mean?"
"Oh, well, if I have that, then nothing can go wrong."
"Wait, so now she's saying, send it with me. Send it someone.
Send me the money." She goes, "Yeah, I promise you. You won't regret this." I go, "Of course. Should I wait for the MTCN number?" I go, "If you want." "Okay, I will wait. Please, wait, please. It's 3 p.m. here. I will do my best. I need to ask some favors to make it happen. I'm on fucking vacation, by the way, kids. I need to get to the pool." Okay, please. I will wait. "Thank honey. Please.
Thank honey.
Please use the same name I sent you the other day. Ubinaki F. Emeka. Country Benin Republic City Porto Nova. Question, my answer, love."
"Wait, I gotta see this." That's a hell of a name.
Yeah. I go, who is Openecki again? "Why can't I use your name? This city is hotter now. I don't want to be robbed."
Wait, okay.
I go, "But Openecki can be robbed?"
"Exactly.
She's black."
"You know what? Let the black on black crime commence. But me, Whitey, supposedly, I can't go pick up stuff at the store, you know, pick up the money."
She goes, "She's black, and you knows what I mean. Wink, wink."
"And you knows what..."
Apparently she caught some of the shows.
What
I'm scared of is all the bad people here in Benin. Now, at this point, Flory really needs to talk to Belinda. No, I don't know what she means.
I don't know. That is really funny. Because you know this person is actually a black person.
We've spoken to her several times on the radio.
And it's like, she's a black person. She's like, "Well, you know how those black folk are."
They're ruining the neighborhood. In my neighborhood, I mean the country.
I'll
tell you what, if we had more white overlords, shit would be a lot better here in the Benin Republic.
White overlords. Wow, that is crazy.
Colonizers.
Apparently she's charcoal. Literally.
Yes.
Yes.
When she touches paper, it smudges.
It does, because she's fried.
Exactly. I go, "I'm not sure what you mean." "Okay, use my name, please." I go, "Use Flory Howard?" She goes, "Yes." I go, "Okay."
"Whatever it takes to get the money here, bitch."
She goes, "Thanks, honey. Welcome. I will do my best." "Okay, I am waiting." "Hello, honey. Please talk to me." "Are you there, honey?" This is later on in the
day.
I go, "Hello, babe." And I think that's where we'll... Oh, no, this is still more. "Hello, babe. Hi, Flory. I'm sorry I did not..." This is late. This is 7:59 my time.
Okay.
So this is very late her time.
All right.
"Hi, Flory. I'm sorry I did not get back to you. I got mugged on the way to Western Union. I have a cracked rib and some bruises. I will try and talk to you soon. Sorry, babe. I hope your fever is better."
No. You pretended to be mugged.
No, I got mugged in Aruba.
Well, could have happened. But, wow. That's great. She's going to go mental. Mental. It's like, I was so close to the money.
So close.
So close.
"Babe, you know how those blacks are." "If only I was Ubinecki."
I can't believe that she said that.
That was awesome, right?
That was awesome.
And again, I'm sitting there on vacation like, motherfucker, I got no one to tell this to.
I know. It's like, I can't believe she pulled out the black card on herself.
I can't even message Trucker Tom.
Yeah, I know, because it's like you can't have
I can't even message him in real time now.
Yeah.
Because it's like $1 to message him on Facebook. I don't know what scam Trucker Tom is running on Facebook, but I wanted to send him like a private message about something.
And it cost $1?
Yeah, I'm like, well, fuck it, Tom's not worth $1. Just chat.
Sorry, Tom.
Just chat with you on the show.
Wherever you're parked, go door to door and ask if you're worth more than $1.
Yeah, so but Tom, if you want to private messages,
no.
Or maybe you don't, get rid of that stupid thing on Facebook.
I don't know. I haven't tried to do that. I haven't seen that pop up recently.
All right, here's our show. I'm not going to do any more scammer shit now.
Okay.
We will do December 19th. Let's recap your cliffhangers for next week, kids.
Oh, my God.
I have a big question to ask my beloved Belinda.
Yes.
And I just got mugged with Flory.
Oh, my God. Oh, this is going to be great.
You like?
Yes, because I'm dying to know what the question was, because I'm sure it wasn't something stupid. And I'm
never
dying
for me.
No, it's got to be something bizarre. And I want to see what her reaction is when she's like so close to the money and then you got robbed. She's going to go flip out.
Because when we last left Flory, I was out of the country working as a fluffer.
Really?
Yes, yes. I
had an assignment, okay.
I was fluffing overseas.
It was on assignment.
I was fluffing overseas.
As we all do.
As we all do. And she was getting very persistent about the money, Joe.
Really?
Very, more pushy than usual.
Really?
Yes, which is shocking for Flory, who's usually so meek and mild-mannered.
So this is, after all, Flory's the second one or the first one?
Flory's our first one.
Okay, all right.
Flory's also the stupid one who discovered we were scamming.
Okay, because it did sound like very uncharacteristic of the other one.
No. Very pushy for the money.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I said, all right, you know what, let me get off work. I'll see what I can do. So I was going to go to
get off work.
Get off. We're funny when we know to try.
Yes.
So I walked to Santa Cruz to find a Western Union. Everything was going well. I got mugged. I got mugged on the way to Santa Cruz.
Oh.
So late at night, I dropped Flory a line, giving her the bad news.
Yes.
That I got mugged. I got stole the money. They beat me up. Why are you laughing, mister?
Ah, you always have to peril.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.